USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is telling governors to get tough on looters and rioters across the country. The president, speaking in a conference call with governors, says,
"You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks."
President Trump also addressing the looting and rioting in Washington, D.C.
In D.C., we're going to do something that people haven't seen before.
The astronauts who docked at the International Space Station this weekend aren't sure when they're coming home. Their mission depends on the performance of their new Crew Dragon capsule. Commander Doug Hurley says Sunday's docking of the Crew Dragon was smooth as silk.
"We didn't feel the docking. It was just so smooth, and then we were docked, which in shuttle you felt a little bit of a jolt, nothing real heavy, but you felt it."
Hurley also saying it was a smooth flight. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this scenario. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any possible disaster has just devastated your town. You're out of power, no lights, and no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge every home to have an emergency radio. Now you can get a free Dynamo World Band Emergency Radio. This powerful radio lets you stay informed during any type of emergency. It doesn't even need batteries, and comes with a hand-crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The Dynamo Emergency Radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones or other devices. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio by going to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com, or call 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This is a limited offer and may end soon, so order today.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, speaking with black community leaders at a church in Wilmington, Delaware, rips the Trump administration for their response to the coronavirus pandemic.
"The band-aid has been ripped off by this pandemic and this president. Nobody can pretend any longer what this is all about."
Biden was one of many Democrats who called President Trump xenophobic after the president put in place a travel ban from China during the beginning stages of the coronavirus pandemic. The Supreme Court declined to hear a challenge on Monday to lawyers' state bar fees, which had been brought after justices struck down mandatory union dues in a 2018 case, citing the First Amendment. Wisconsin attorneys had sued the state bar over its collection of dues, saying that the First Amendment was violated by forcing them to subsidize the speech of the State Bar of Wisconsin. The State Bar of Wisconsin saying they will suspend a lawyer's license to practice if he or she refuses to pay the dues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several monuments on the National Mall were vandalized late Sunday as protests turned into riots in Washington, D.C. First Lady Melania Trump calling for peace across the country as the protests continue. Elvita King is the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. She tells Fox News what her uncle would be saying during these times of unrest.
"Yes, I'm here in Atlanta. I believe that Martin Luther King Jr., the prophet, would speak to us as he did during his lifetime. You can hear his speeches, his sermons, and I'm paraphrasing here. Prophet King said, 'We may have come to America on different ships, but we're all in the same boat now.' Acts 17:26, we are all one blood. Of one blood God made all people. So we're all human beings. And Prophet King said, we must learn to live together as brothers, our little sisters, or perish together as fools. We're not living well when domestic terrorists are stealing, killing, and destroying in our communities. We're not living well when a man's breath is stolen. I'm talking about George Floyd. His breath, his voice, his very life were taken. All of us are angry and hurt. Prophet King would be upset as well."
The green flag drops at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time from Bristol Motor Speedway in the NASCAR Xfinity Series race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.